Hey, beautiful souls. Thor Bennett here, and welcome back to Shadow Work Quickies, your daily dose of inner child healing in just 5 minutes. Now, I know we're all busy, right? Juggling work, relationships, life, it can feel like there's never enough time for anything. But guess what? Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. It's like putting on your own oxygen mask before helping others. You gotta be good to fuel the fire inside you. And that's what we're diving into today. Self-care. Not just bubble baths and face masks, though those are amazing. But real, soul-nourishing practices that help you tap into your inner wellspring of strength and joy. You ready? Let's do this. First up, remember that self-care is personalized. What works for one person might not work for another. So ditch the pressure to follow some trendy self-care checklist. Trust your gut, explore different things, and find what truly resonates with you. Ever felt like something just clicks? That's your inner compass guiding you. Second, self-care is a daily practice, not a once-in-a-blue-moon splurge. It's about weaving small moments of self-love into your routine, taking 5 deep breaths before that stressful meeting, listening to your favorite music while you cook dinner, or simply savoring a cup of tea without distractions. These little acts add up to big changes over time. Third, saying no is not only okay, it's powerful. You have the right to protect your energy and time. Remember that scene in Mean Girls where Regina George says, "Gruel"? Well, self-care is your permission slip to say gruel to anything that doesn't align with your values or needs. Prioritize your well-being, you deserve it. Fourth, don't underestimate the power of connection. Spending time with loved ones who lift you up and make you feel good can be incredibly restorative. You know that feeling when you leave a conversation buzzing with positive energy? That's self-care in action. And finally, remember to celebrate your wins, big and small. Whether it's finishing that project, taking a walk in nature, or simply getting out of bed on a tough day, acknowledge your achievements and give yourself a pat on the back. You're doing amazing things. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're feeling stressed and overwhelmed. Work deadlines are looming, emails are piling up, and even thinking about dinner feels like a monumental task. You could easily spiral into chaos, but what if instead of saying ugh, you took a moment to breathe? What if you put on your favorite music, made yourself a cup of tea, and did 10 minutes of gentle stretches? Feeling the tension ease away, right? That's self-care in action, small steps that make a big difference. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't about being perfect, it's about showing up for yourself with kindness and compassion. You deserve to feel good, inside and out. So go ahead, give yourself the gift of self-love, you won't regret it. And remember, beautiful souls, you're not alone on this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences with us in the comments below. We're all in this together. Until next time, keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.